What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Kuchar, also known as Complex in hip-hop circles, and you're listening to the Escape Artist podcast. How you guys doing? It's a new year. Today is January 2nd, so brand new, fresh in 2013. The world didn't end. We're all happy. Now we just gotta be anxious for a whole year of the number 13. Feel bad for superstitious folk out there. But yeah, I'm doing alright. I had some time off during the Christmas time, New Year's time. Had kind of a week off, more or less. And found myself a new distraction. If you follow me on all this stuff, you probably have seen I've been posting a lot of stickers up, graffiti style stickers, all that stuff. I really got into the graffiti sticker stuff. Basically, what happened was on DeviantArt, I posted a while back, I posted some, I didn't even know, like, supposedly they're rare, I don't even know where I got them, but the USPS blue top from to stickers or whatever for shipping, like, those are rare, I guess, because people I guess they stopped printing them or something, but yeah, so I posted some up that I happened to, somebody sent to me, I guess, and I was like with like graffiti on them or whatever saying glyph and all that, so, and I got a comment from one of the guys there, and he's like, oh, those things are rare, and I'm from the UK, I can't get a hand on any of those or anything, you know, if you have more, can you send some to me, and I'll send, you know, use some cool stickers and whatnot, and he's like, oh, sure, so I was like, I'll just go to the post office and grab a few, you know, I don't know. I didn't know anything about it. So come to find out, like, we have, like, 3 or 4 post offices around here, and they don't even print them anymore. They don't have them there. So I'm like, huh, I don't even know where I got these then. So whatever. I was like, yeah, I can't find them. But so anyways, that whole conversation got me into, like, the idea of starting to do graffiti stickers. And so, like, you know, I've already wanted to do stickers because I went to a convention this past year, and you know, I saw somebody selling some stickers and stuff, and I was like, oh, that's cool, they're fun. Like, for some reason, I just like stickers, I think they're cool. So I, you know, did it kind of in a comic way, and you guys have seen my, like, Storm sticker and my Captain America and my Wolverine. And then some other, like, weird graffiti character stickers I've done and stuff. So, yeah, so I messed with that a little bit. And then, you know, I also being into the hip-hop, I've seen these graffiti stickers around. They've been doing these for years and years and years. But I just never really paid much attention to them. But I guess there's, like, a whole community of people who are really into graffiti stickers and, you know, graffiti artists and people who go spray on walls and stuff. I mean, I try to stay out of the illegal realm. I don't go and spray on walls or anything. If there's a legal wall, I definitely would like to go do that. But, you know, I wouldn't really know what I'm doing. You know, I haven't spent that much time with a spray can in my hand, you know, to do it. But I'm sure I'd be able to come up with something cool, you know. I've been doing art for my whole life, so. So yeah, so I began into the graffiti stickers, and come to find out during the break, you know, I was just looking around, checking out, you know, YouTube and stuff, seeing if I could find people with stickers, since I was talking to this guy about it, and we're going to do this trade, and lo and behold, there's a huge community on YouTube and on Flickr who get into, like, the sticker trading, and, like, everybody's just trading back and forth packs of stickers, and it's all, like, original art and stuff, and it's like, wow, this is, like, really cool, you know. I mean, some of it, they'll, you know, if you do a sticker trade, they'll send you a pack of, like, 20 stickers or something, more or less, And, you know, some of them will be prints, some of them will be just like tags, some of them will be, you know, full on like stickers with original art. Some will be cut out, some will be like graffiti throw ups and stuff and different things, you know. People send all kinds of stuff in those packs, but, you know, it's pretty cool. You can do all these trades. So now I went all in. I'm like going crazy, drawing stickers and stuff. And I have like at least 5, probably getting close to 10, but around 5 or so sticker trades going on at the moment. So it's kind of crazy. But yeah, and people sell them too. They sell the packs. So I'll probably, you know me, I'm always putting up new products and stuff. So I'll probably be putting up a for sale sign on packs soon enough. But yeah, you know, it's been really fun. Like I said, I'm not in it for like the illegal stuff. Like I think I'm even gonna write up a little thing, you know, in my sticker pack saying, you know, keep it legal with my stuff if you don't mind. Just keep them for trades or whatever. But I'm not really interested in getting up, you know, on walls. So yeah. So that's that. But it's been really cool. Like I've been, you know, spending a lot of time talking to these people on YouTube, and I've been wanting to find a way to like really get into this YouTube thing and you know, post videos often. And I think this is going to be kind of the avenue for me to, and it's not like that's the only kind of videos I'm going to make. I'm still going to put up animation videos, music stuff. But you know, when I looked around for the community of like hip hop guys like doing rap, like there's a bunch of people doing that, but I don't know, for some reason it just never stuck. Like I still do like verses here and there, but it didn't seem like the community was too strong. Maybe it is and I'm just not catching it, but I'll keep messing with that too. But you know, there's people who do vlogs and stuff. Kevin Cross just started up his video blog, and it's really cool. Like, he is just so fun to watch. Definitely go check out his YouTube site. I'll put a link in the show notes. But he does these vlogs, kind of like just little blurbs, you know, talking about different subjects, comics and skateboarding and all that stuff. But he does them, a lot of times he'll have like his daughter with him and stuff, and it's really cute to see like them interact with each other. And you know, he's just kind of a funny guy, just the way he is, like just talking and stuff. So definitely entertaining to watch. I totally recommend you go to his channel, subscribe. But yeah, like, you know, there's all kinds of different things you can do on YouTube, and I'm still gonna keep my channel to be like a variety of things. I'll have comic stuff, you know, music stuff, art stuff, sticker stuff, whatever. But I guess like where I'm gonna my bread and butter for now is gonna be the sticker things, because the community's kind of cool. I like messing with it and stuff. So, and you know, it's crazy. Like I going into this before I messed with the graffiti stuff. You know, I had about 100 and I don't remember how many. I think it was like 175 or something subscribers, and I'm up to 190 right now. Within like 1 week of this stuff. So, you know, I'm looking to hit 200 probably by the end of the week. So, you know, definitely keep posted to my channel, because once I hit 200, I'm going to do a free giveaway, and it's probably going to, you know, be stickers, comics. It'll be a mix of stuff. I might just like try to fill a box with all kinds of stuff. Original art and stuff. And you know, I know a lot of the people who listen to this aren't necessarily into graffiti or anything, but still, it's original art. It'll be like original stickers and stuff. And and I'll put, you know, depending on who wins, because I know who's who, you know, if the person who wins is more into the graffiti stuff, I'll kind of tailor what I put in there to those people. But I'll probably still put my comics in there if a graffiti guy wins. And in fact, I'm thinking about putting comics in these little trades and stuff too. So, you know, and music, I mean, I got like, geez, man, I ordered like 1,000 CDs when I first did my first album, B-Sides First. So, and I, you know, I sold maybe like 5 CDs, I don't know. But, you know, I've given a lot away over the years, and over the years I've sold more and stuff, but yeah, so I have tons of those CDs, and I still have, you know, a decent amount of the Solar Wind Theory, but I feel like I don't want to get rid of them so easily, so I'll give them to people here and there, but who messes with CDs anymore anyways? You can go to my Bandcamp site and download the album for free, or iTunes and buy it for $9.99, so... You know, if you want to support, definitely check those things out. Go to my website, plexhop.com, shop, and you'll see all that fun stuff. Or you can, for the music, you go to albums, the albums tab or whatever, so whatever. I got to probably reorganize my website a little. But yeah, looking in for 2013, just thinking about goals and stuff. This is just kind of a short, you know, update type of thing. I might, like, record a little more, but I'm gonna get going now, but, yeah, we'll see. It's just gonna be kind of a short update for this week, and, we'll keep it rolling for, 2013. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll put a link in the show notes. Subscribe to the newsletter, and yeah, just hang out with me on the old internets. Still doing the comics, still doing the music. I recorded some music this week. Stuff came out really good. I can't wait. Like, I've got like 3 songs in the bag pretty much for Match Made in Human, the new album I'm working on. I got one for another album I'm working on. Did some collaborations and stuff. Yeah, I've just been working, doing a lot of recording, doing a lot of art. So, yeah, having fun doing all that stuff. So I will see you guys on the internet, and I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening. That's about it. Talk to you later. Bye. Psych! So I'm back. I just thought of some more stuff, and that was like a super short, would have been a super short episode. And I would have probably had to make it into like a bonus episode or something just because it was super short, but got more stuff. I thought of some more stuff, and you know, that way I can make it a full length and all that. So yeah, first thing I'll say, just like kind of a small thing, The Hobbit. I saw The Hobbit with my buddy Kevin. He wanted to go check it out, and I love those movies. I love the Lord of the Rings movies and stuff, so, you know, we went to go check it out, and, you know, I didn't really know what to expect, except for, you know, I did read the book, like, when I was really young, and, you know, it was really cool, but I don't remember it very well. I remember there was trolls, there was a dragon. It was all about Bilbo. That's about it, really. It's about all I could. Oh, and obviously the big, you know, scene with Smeagol and all that stuff. So, or Gollum, whatever. So yeah, went to see the movie. Didn't realize that Peter Jackson is planning on doing it in 3 parts, which is kind of crazy. I mean, Lord of the Rings was 3 books, okay, so 3 movies, that makes sense, and they did kind of have to shorten stuff, even though they were extra long movies, you know, you can't fit all that into one movie, but 1 book into 3 movies, that's kind of crazy, but, yeah, I didn't really know for sure if they were dividing it up until I got to the end of the movie, really, and then, you know, my friend was like, what the heck, and I was like, I kind of remember him saying he was going to divide it into 2 movies, and then come to find out, I'm listening to, you know, talking to people on Twitter, Facebook, and all that, and it's supposed to be 3 movies, and I'm like, wow. So, and there's a link that I still haven't followed that I got to go check out, that John O'Demophon from Twitter linked me to, of, you know, some explanation on why they divided it up and all that, but as far as I'm concerned, though, divided up into three movies. Cool. The only reason I say that is because I love the Lord of the Rings movies. Me and my wife watch those over and over and over. Like, we watch those movies so many times. They're freaking awesome. Just as good, if not better, than Star Wars, in my opinion. I don't want to get into that debate. I love Star Wars. I love both. And I love the new ones and the old ones. And I love Lord of the Rings. I'm not picky, you know, when it comes to all that stuff. I enjoy things for what they are. I'm cool with it, you know. But, you know, I could see why people would be frustrated with the last three of the, you know, Star Wars and all that. But I still like it. My biggest gripe would be with the whole Mandalorian thing. That's kind of weak. Weak sauce. But other than that, though, I really dug them. I thought they had very similar feel to the old ones. And the story was decent, so. But, yeah. Splitting up the Hobbit things into three movies. Wow, that's crazy. I think it's awesome. I thought this movie was awesome. People were saying that they hate how, like, the intro took so long before he even, like, got out of his house. Like Bilbo, and no, I kind of dug that. You know, at first I was like, this is kind of long, but now when I rewatch it, I know I'm gonna enjoy that part for all it's worth. Because the reason why is, like, when the dwarves come in and they do like all that singing and stuff. First of all, singing and music was a huge part in the. In the books, like, there was, like, I remember there being, like, in the Lord of the Rings as well, and stuff, I remember there being vast amounts of, pages, well, I shouldn't say vast, but there was definitely long, like, songs and stuff, and it was all written out, and it told the story, and to tell you the truth, a lot of times when I read the book, I kind of skipped over those, because I was impatient, but, you know, it's a cool part, and I didn't skip over them 100%, I just skipped over some of it, like, I'd read half of it, and I'd be like, okay, whatever, do I really have to read this? But they were cool parts, they definitely flavored the books, and, so there's, like, dwarves singing in it, and, you know, some people might catch them as odd, but if you read the books, you know that that's a part of the book, you know, and I don't know how accurate it is as far as, you know, what the words were to the songs, and even if there was singing or even dwarves in that part, because like I said, I don't even remember the book. I don't remember dwarves coming into the house in the book. I thought, you know, the wizard, Gandalf just came in and, like, talked to him and was like, you know, you gotta take one step out or whatever. What did he say? There's, like, a famous line. I think it's kind of how Bilbo starts his story or something, but something about taking a step out your door and adventure and all that, but which I didn't notice that in the movie, surprisingly. I think they said it in the Lord of the Rings movie, but anyways, so that whole singing part was cool, like, especially that, like, mournful singing or whatever, and as I think that was the second song, that was like, wow, that was really cool. Like, I want to sample it. Me with my hip hop stuff, of course, I want to sample the stuff. Yeah. So, and the part where they're, like, tossing the plates around and stuff, I kind of, at first I was like, this is kind of silly. But after I watched the whole movie, I'm like, that was actually a really good scene because they're showing how well that group of dwarves works together, and, like, it reminded me of, like, the Celtics back in the days when they had, like, Kevin McHale and Larry Bird and all that stuff. Like, that's what they were known for. They were such a good team that they could kind of throw it in the back of their head and the person would catch the pass because they just knew where their guys were at all times, and they just were good team members like that. And, so that kind of set the tone, because when they're in the, like, the goblin caves or whatever, like, that scene is ridiculous. Like, that is an absolutely unbelievable scene. But the fact that they did the whole dish scene where they're like throwing stuff all over the place and you're like, how the heck did they even catch that? That makes the goblin scene when they're being chased and stuff a whole lot more believable. I mean, you know, it's fantasy. You got to suspend disbelief, you know, anyways. But, you know, I think that dish scene, as silly as it is, I think it really shows that, and I think it's kind of important. So, yeah, I dug the Hobbit movie. It was freaking awesome. I don't know how much they added to it. They must have added a bunch. I mean, I don't know. And I know that the sequence of things was kind of off. I love the movie, but I actually fell asleep a little bit during it. It was so long, and I can't stay awake during movies for the life of me sometimes. But, yeah, just for, like, a couple minutes there, or a minute or two. And so the part, like, from when they hit Rivendell or whatever, they were in Rivendell, and then I fell asleep somewhere within Rivendell, and then all of a sudden, like, they're on these mountains, and the mountains are fighting each other and stuff, and that was a crazy scene, too. Holy crap. But, yeah, so really love the movie. Can't wait to see the other two. Wow. What a cool thing. It's like, to me, it's an extra bonus. It's like, I'm so happy they're making three, because I was thinking, oh, it's The Hobbit, and then that's it. No more awesome Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings stuff, you know? Because, I mean, he did the King Kong. That was cool. I don't know if he's done other movies since then, but it's like, you know, Peter Jackson does an awesome, amazing job with these Lord of the Rings stuff, so I want more, you know? So anyways, that's that. Kind of little tangent turned into something a little bit big, but I'll go up. My other points aren't huge anyways, so whatever. We'll see. Hopefully this won't go too long, but yeah. First episode of the year. So the other thing I was going to talk about was, now, I was talking earlier about my stickers and stuff, and how I'm getting into this whole community with the graffiti stickers and all that. And it's going to relate to comics. Like, all this stuff is going to relate together. Like, my music, my art, my comics, graffiti stuff, whatever else I do, you know? I'm always looking for ways to kind of connect them, you know, and get them all intertwine the animation, you know, just intertwine them like as much as possible, so it's a big tangled mess that hopefully will turn out to look like a tapestry eventually when I'm all done with this life. That'd be nice, but probably not. It'll probably look like a tangled mess, but anyways, so yeah, so one way that I am going to do this, though, and this is something I already had thought about, but, you know, now it's even stronger now that I'm getting into the sticker stuff and all that more, is I talked about in earlier podcasts, you know, my six projects for 2013, and, you know, two of them, the projects might shift. I'm definitely planning on doing the Comzilla album and the Match Made in Human album, and I added another album on top of all of this, but I don't know if that's coming out this year or not, but I'm going to be working on it and recording for it, so I have like four albums in the making right now. It's crazy, but Match Made in Human is first. I'm just going to keep knocking those songs out, and you know, like I said, every 2 months there's going to be some new big project published, so that should be the first one. So that'll be the end of February, beginning of March. And I still have that Kickstarter sitting there waiting, so we'll see if I do that, because there are some expenses that I can't really afford. I can do it on my own budget of very small amounts, but if I want it, what I really need is money to mix it is the biggest thing. And then, you know, it'd be nice to have money to get it up on iTunes and get it printed up, you know, for a small run. So, yeah, but But what I wanted to talk about, though, was how I'm going to mix some of this stuff. I don't know how I'm going to do it with that album yet, but for the Comzilla album, I'm really excited. I have one song recorded and one song mostly written. And I got a bunch of beats and stuff. The beats are going to be easy to take care of because I'll probably have some of my old beats. And then, you know, there's this guy online who I work with sometimes, Swing Johnson, and he puts out like one beat every day, which is crazy. But, you know, he's got all these crazy beats and he's willing to work with me. So, you know, I got one beat from him and I'm sure I'll get a few more. That'll be cool. So that part of it's taken care of, or will be taken care of pretty easily. And then, you know, that's that aspect. But I'm thinking about putting it out as it's a comic with a link to a download for the songs. I might not even put out an actual CD. I don't know. Or I'll make it into a comic that, you know, comes with a CD. And it'll probably come with a digital download for free. We'll see. Not sure 100% how I'm going to do it, but basically I want it to be, you know, probably a full-size comic. Like, that's because I really want to do a full-size comic this year, and one of them is going to be Glyph. So we'll see. We'll see how the format changes, but I was thinking about doing it, like, in the sticker style, like, literally, like, draw, and there'll be, like, sections. It'll be, like, there might be one comic is, like, one page long, and then you'll go on to the next comic, and it's, like, but they'll all be in one book, and the next comic will be, like, 3 pages long or whatever, and I think there might be different, you know, I might print them up differently, too. Like, I might have little sections that I print up, and then eventually the full-on book is going to be printed up. So, so yeah, but I'm going to do it in the sticker style. So it's going to be like I'm literally going to take some Bristol board, whatever size I end up choosing to do, and I'm going to literally like color it, draw it, paint it, everything right on the page there and scan it in. And I'm going to use different techniques. You know, some stuff might be like a graphite comic. Some stuff might be, you know, just black and white. Some stuff might be color. Some stuff might be painted and, you know, acrylic. Some stuff might be watercolor. Who knows? You know, I'm gonna be like super experimental with it and have fun with it. You know, this whole Comzilla project is like literally me just having fun making a cool project. You know, I'm not gonna put really any crazy restraints on it, except for the fact that the comic is going to be done in the graffiti kind of sticker style with, you know, my little Zilla characters and stuff. And, you know, I'm using old beats and stuff and you know, kind of pre-made finished beats, you know. So that's kind of how that's going to work. And, you know, what I wanted to talk about was, you know, this idea, like, I'm having a hard time, you know, as I've talked about a lot, like, I've been having a hard time figuring out how to market this stuff, how to make money with this stuff. You know, it's not my main concern, but at the same time, it would be nice, and I really am pushing towards for that. That's what I want to do, but I do the art for art's sake. But, you know, just thinking about it, you know, I keep getting distracted, you know, kind of by new projects and stuff. Like, I got distracted by the animation before, and then now I'm getting distracted by the stickers, but they're all kind of moving towards, it's like one of those graphs, you know, where it goes up and down, and if you look at it for a short enough period, it just looks like it's going up and down and you're not making any progress. But if you look over like a year or two, you know, you'll see that it did actually gradually go up. So that's kind of how I'm looking at this stuff, and my stuff has gradually gone up, you know, with the podcast. You know, I've built, you know, somewhat of an audience. I mean, a lot of us are all in kind of the same community, and we listen to each other's podcasts and read each other's comics and stuff, so it's a little bit of a wash, but still, you know, there's that. And then, you know, now with the graffiti thing, I'm getting a lot of followers with that and stuff, so that's really cool. The music stuff is, you know, my crew Shadow of the Locust at locustfist.com, we're like, they're all actually active online now, which is crazy, because for the longest time I felt like it was just me. But now everybody's being real active, the blog's being updated, newsletters are going out, people are making music and publishing it within the group, and we're all supporting each other, so that community is kind of building. And, you know, just things on it, that's kind of how I'm trying to do it. Like they say, multiple streams of income. Well, it's not income yet, but at least multiple kind of tribes I'm involved in. And I'm going to pause it here. All right, so yeah, just kind of building up and being a part of different communities and stuff. Like, that's, I guess, the tactic. I did listen to the audiobook of Tribes, and maybe I should listen to it again. I have a bunch of audiobooks that I probably should re-listen to. Another one that was good, obviously, Seth Godin, and, you know, I can link him, I guess, even though if you don't know who Seth Godin is, then you've probably never been on the internet before. But yeah. So, and then there's that other one that he does, Poke the Box. And, you know, people love that dude, Seth Godin, and I do too. He's got some good stuff for sure. It's kind of cool. It's like bite-sized stuff, and, you know, it's just good stuff. But I don't know. He hasn't, like, been my favorite. Like, people are going bonkers over him, but that's cool. Good for him. But, you know, he tends to have at least one really good point, you know, per book. You know, the basic idea of it. And I'm sure he has, like, a lot of good points. Like I said, maybe I just haven't dug into his stuff as much as I could. If I can go over here. Changing my route here while I'm driving. I'm trying to talk to you guys on the cell phone. He's really good. And, oh, the Poke That Box idea, like, basically, one thing he talks about is a big difference between, you know, people who do well and people who don't do so well is just the fact that they ship it things more often. Like, that's a term they use, ship it, you know, and basically they put out more projects, you know. They don't wait and wait and wait and wait till everything's perfect and this and that. Like, they ship it, and then, you know, they make adjustments as they go. And you can do that really well, actually, with comics, because you can ship it in, you know, the webcomic type of format, and then you could even just put that out, like, as just black and white, and then, like, do the colors later, and then print it in different volumes, and put it in collections, and comics are actually really good for that. And then you got the graphic novels and the trades, and, I mean, there's so many different ways you can, reship it and reship it in different ways, and every time you do that should be like a special launch or a special event, I should say, and it's like, you know, that's how you're going to start to gain traffic, you know, by doing that. And then you get multiple properties, and, you know, before you know it, you're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. And but the thing is you can't just sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to do, you know, all this stuff, and then you only put out one mini comic every year or so. That's nothing. Like, that's like farting in the wind, you know. There's like, I mean, and not to put anybody down, I mean, that's about my rate of productivity, you know. And I don't want it to be that way anymore, you know. I mean, I put out things on different areas, but still, like, my album I put out, the last one I put out, you know, was like something like 4 years ago. It seems like it was just yesterday, but, you know, that shouldn't happen. I should be putting out multiple audible, you know, musical products, you know, if I want to get any traction, you know. you know, I don't have a big company behind me promoting the crap out of it. So, you know, so that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm trying to put 6 projects out this year. And it'll probably come out to a lot more publishing than that. You know, I got the podcast, I'm doing the YouTube videos. I mean, that's just the big products. You know, I'll probably have little products and things like that. But so shipping it, you know, get stuff out there and being involved in these communities, that's huge, you know. And so, you know, if you don't have a focus, which is basically my biggest problem, you know, there's kind of, it's not the most horrible thing in the world necessarily, because that's kind of the idea of like the poke the box thing, you know, try a lot of different things. And, you know, I was talking to Jawdog, Mike Waro, and on Google Hangouts, which seems like every time I do Google Hangouts, it's me and him talking, which is awesome, because I love, like, he's really fun to talk to, and he was, like, really encouraging me this time to, like, kind of, like, with a little bit of, you know, get it out, do it, you know, don't, you know, procrastinate type of thing. And I really appreciate that, you know, not enough people care enough to even say something like that. So, you know, that was really cool. But, you know, I'd like to get, definitely like to get some more people coming to the Hangouts. Just so you guys know, Eastern Time, American Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday mornings are the times that I'm most likely going to, you know, do a Google Hangout. I might do some sporadic ones other times, but and I don't even have a specific time on Saturday, but basically, you know, I usually get up around 7 or 8 or something, sometimes even earlier, because I'm used to getting up at like 5 every morning. So, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, somewhere around there is probably when I'm going to start a Google Hangout on a Saturday or Sunday morning. But Eastern Time, so definitely check that out. But if it's just me and Mike, that's cool too. I love just hanging out. It's good to have a art buddy that you talk to often, you know. So shout out to him for that, you know. And he listens to the podcast and all that too. So yeah. Let's see. So poke the box, you know. You wanna keep trying things, and that's what I was saying. Like, I was talking to him, and he was like, that was one thing that I knew what he was saying, and I'm kind of on the fence about, but I kind of disagree, but it's only just because we, you know, there's different ways to look at it, basically, and it really depends. It's like that thing that Jersey and them always say, like, it depends. It does. It really does depend on a lot of different factors. But, you know, I was telling him, you know, I tried Etsy for, like, a good, I don't know, 6 months or something, where I really pushed hard at it, and seemed like I was putting more money into Etsy than I was getting out of it, and I got a couple sales once in a while, but really nothing, and so I'm going to kind of quit that, you know. And there's another book, Quitter, by I don't even know who, but that's another book that you could check out, and talks about, you know, knowing when to quit and all that. So, but yeah, sometimes you do have to, like, if something's not working out, don't just keep doing it forever. You know, put a time and a goal to it, and if it doesn't work, then move on to something different. So, you know, I was doing Etsy and stuff, and I still have my Etsy account, but it's like, you know, you have to pay like 20 cents or something every time you post something, and if it doesn't sell within a certain amount of time, you got to repost it, or if you want it to get to the top of people seeing it, you got to keep reposting it for another 20 cents, and it's just like, that stuff does build up, and it's like, I got tired of paying them and not getting paid at all, you know, and then shipping comes, and paying, you know, what I found out about Etsy is, it's not really geared towards the demographic of people that I happen to be targeting, you know, and maybe I'm just not making the right kind of products for it, but it seems more towards women, more like towards crafty, girly stuff, and you know, and maybe it's changing and stuff a little bit, but you could kind of go towards the geeky stuff too, but it just seemed like the stuff I was making just wasn't really something that your average Etsy browser was into. So, you know, I just kind of cut that off. I mean, I still have my account, whatever, but there's other things. You know, I've tried a lot of stuff with sketch cards. I put a lot of work into doing sketch cards, art cards. Nobody really buys those. So even on eBay, you know. So, and then I tried eBay, you know, with the comic book covers and stuff, and even just selling comic books from my collection and stuff. And it seems like I can sell that stuff on eBay. Like, it all has sold pretty much. I'm not making a lot of money. It's kind of been a wash, but the fact that people actually are buying some of the stuff, like, on a regular basis. I mean, I haven't put anything out for a while because I want to kind of figure out, you know, what I'm going to, you know, focus on with that. And I think it'll probably be sketch covers. I don't know. We'll see. I got a bunch of new ones the other day, so you'll be seeing those up soon. But yeah, you know, eBay actually is working a little bit. So, okay, you know, I'm not making a ton of money, but if I can figure out how to get some stuff going on a regular basis on eBay, that might be an avenue. And there's one income stream, you know. And then also the music thing. Man, I've always wanted to get the music thing going as far as, like, downloads and stuff, like, with iTunes. And, I mean, my stuff's on Amazon, iTunes. But, you know, it just hasn't been working out. I mean, I try to give stuff away for free, too. But I think the more stuff you put out, you know, the more likely, you know, you just keep putting more and more albums out. And, you know, eventually, you know, people are going to have interest in different projects. And things are going to trickle in. And I'll do, like, music videos and stuff. And if I just keep pushing at that, eventually people will start to notice me. Once they do notice me, they'll see I have a bunch of stuff on iTunes, and then they might go download a bunch of stuff, or one album of mine a month, or who knows, you know. And so I really want to get more stuff up on iTunes. I think I have 2 albums up there right now, but I'd like to kind of have like 10, you know. And just keep pushing stuff out, and every time I make a video, push it towards iTunes, and, you know, who knows, hopefully that will become a thing, where I can get some income coming in, because that's the residual stuff you look for, you know, where you're getting paid multiple times for the same thing, and, you know, you don't have to ship something out every time, you know, so, but, you know, right now, the focus is on the community thing, and it will always be on that, but, you know, that's where I, you know, starting out with doing any of this stuff for all of you guys and for myself as well, it's a lot more important to really foster that community, really push, you know, getting more subscribers, getting more people signed up for your newsletter. That's one thing, too, that people don't do as much as they should is newsletters, and having, like, an email list. That's something you don't want to miss out on, because that tends to be one of the strongest ways that people actually make money online is, you know, having that list they can go to and you know, kind of the insider group, you know, as long as you don't, like, spam them to, like, a ridiculous amount, you know, once a week or a couple times a week. Some people do one a day, and it depends on the content. You know, you could be spamming them if you're telling them about the same thing every day, but if you have something new, one new thing every day or something, or, you know, you can do all right with a newsletter, and so that's something I'm trying to do. But, yeah, fostering that community, getting more subscribers, not getting more purchases necessarily, but getting more subscribers and things like that is, you know, going to be my big focus this year and continue to always be my big focus. But, and also just being in those communities, like, I'm doing these trades, I'm not making any money, I'll probably be losing money by doing, like, these sticker trades and stuff. But at the same time, every time, you know, you do a sticker trade, they, most of the people on YouTube will make a video. Oh, it's a trade video, and they show all the stickers they got from different people. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem like people really link back to your stuff always, like, which is kind of a pretty rude thing to do, you know. Internet-wise, I mean, I'm not going to hold anything against anybody if they don't link back to me. That's fine. But it's cool just to have that's how you're, like, you're building that rapport, like we talked about with the selling and stuff, you know. And even if they don't link back to you, it's okay, you know, you're just kind of getting your name out there and all that. And so, and then that will hopefully tie back to them subscribing to your channel or something, and then they might see your website link or a link for a song or something. Like, that's another way I mix my stuff is, like, I'll do these drawing videos and then I'll link to, you know, one of my songs in iTunes or something. And then maybe somebody will purchase it. Maybe a couple people will purchase it. If it goes, like, viral, that'd be awesome. But if it goes viral, then I'll start, you know, who knows, you know. I could get, like, a big hit, you know. So, that would be cool. Trying to mix it all up. Slowly building, not making hardly any money. Mostly I'm losing money on all my endeavors, but I can't help it. I love making stuff. I love being involved in these communities, and even if I wasn't trying to do the business thing, I'd be involved with all this stuff. So that's what I'm doing, and that's my strategy. And yeah, so that's pretty much that. I'll probably leave it off at that. That's, you know, kind of what I wanted to talk about. That's pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. I know I've been kind of neglecting on the internet a little bit some of the comic stuff, just because I got, for a week there, I got, like, obsessed with the sticker stuff. But that's why I love this podcast, because, you know, it goes to a, you know, that audience. And, you know, I'm around. I'm always around. Contact me, and I'm gonna be doing a lot of comic stuff this year. You know, I plan on doing at least 2 comics, and I have like 2 things in the work with Jamie Gamble possibly. So one of them is an original thing me and him are doing, and then the other one is one of his ideas. I'm going to submit some art for it and see if he wants to go that route. If he doesn't, that's cool. I also have somebody asked me to do a comic for them, and I quoted them a price and stuff, and they said that's cool. They're going to save up some money. So, you know, that might be coming down the line. And yeah, oh, I also talked to SamX, Amen. I don't know if it's Amen or Amen, or, but he's go to Ghetto Manga or GhettoManga.com. That's his stuff. Also Scientific.com, I think, or Scientific.blogspot.com or something like that. I'll put the links in there. But I talked to him about helping me build this world of Glyph, you know, like, and writing for it, and possibly him bringing in characters, me bringing in characters, because we both, you know, focus on hip-hop and comic books as that's kind of our focus. So I was like, well, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody to really bounce ideas off of and kind of team up with, and, you know, so I approached him about that, and he's all into it, so that's really cool. So I can't wait to talk to him more about that and hopefully get a Glyph comic out. Or I don't know what it's going to be. It's going to be a Glyph-related comic. I don't know if it's going to be specifically Glyph or what. And yeah, that's about it. There's a lot of stuff, I guess, in the works and all that. But, you know, I'm just keep working on stuff and try, you know, keep at this goal of 6 projects. And I think we'll be good this year. Doing a lot of YouTube. I'm trying to do 1 YouTube video a month, or a week, I should say. newsletter, trying to get that out at least once a week, maybe more than once a week. Podcast is already, you know, kind of once a week. Only problem is finding time to, you know, if it's a, some videos take a little bit of editing time. Some of the podcasts takes a little bit of editing time. This one definitely will, because it's chopped up into three things. So yeah, that's the only problem, is I don't always have time to put the stuff together and put it out. So, you know, it might, may not be as weekly as I'd like it, but, you know, I'll do as much as I can. And, yeah, so there's other stuff I could talk about, but I'm going to keep it to this. I'm already kind of meandering all over the place, but thank you for listening. And again, plexhop.com, go check out, subscribe to the newsletter, subscribe to my YouTube. It's, I think it's like youtube.com/complexlocus. I have two YouTube accounts, but one of them I just use for Google Hangouts, and the other one, you know, I use for all my other, you know, real videos and stuff. So I'm Complex Locust on YouTube, spelled C-A-L-M, Complex Locust. So yeah, that's about it. Thanks for listening. Shout out to Christopher Battles and Eddie Crosby for commenting on the last podcast. I got to get to that and comment back, reply back to it. But thanks for listening and contributing. And that's about it. Thank you guys, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.